jusqu'ici, c'est Zohar Chok Yisrael, day 5, excerpt from Zohar 3, 122b. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, Ava Ozzi, Mi Usha, Lelud. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, we're going from Usha to Lud. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, said Rabbi Yehuda. Neimer Milin Diraisa, let us say words of a Torah of a nasal and go. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, said Rabbi Yehuda. Neimer Milin Diraisa, a nasal. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda, of Omar. Rabbi Yehuda opened his course and said, Kiftach Yishbor, when a person will open a pit, Oh, ki chre yishbor, a person will dig a pit. He's responsible if someone falls in, is damaged. Maxi Basrei, what's written after it? Balabor Yishalim, the one who, the master of the pit, the owner of the pit, meaning the person who dug it, will pay if someone is damaged. Oh, ma'al do kach, and what if for this it is so, the person is responsible. Man legoram lavosha alma bechavor, a person who causes bad to the world through his sins, alachas kama bechama, how much more so is he responsible? El Tavana, but I'm astonished. Yafal Gav Davish Alma, even though he did bad to the world, Amai Islay Chufa. Why is there such a thing as repentance? Kamod Asiv is written, Ish or Isha, man or woman, Kiasu Mikol Katos Adam, if they do any sins, you saw Duas Vadosam, you should confess the sin, Reshiv, and return it. So you see, they can fix things up. Alavadai, but certainly Dor Mahan Yilahu, this helps them begin to Ovid Chufa, because he repented. Kaviyachol, who Ovid Le Mat Mesifuwa, he did it for him, Mamish. Makes Hashem reveal back in the world again. Tomar de pogam la'ila, because what was defected above, was damaged above, askin lay, he fixed up, uma, and how, but tshuva, repentance. See if it's written, isho yishko, yasu. Like he brings his verse again, a man or woman, if they'll do any sins, zasu, asuachat asam, and they shall confess their sin, of reshiv, and they'll restore. Tshuva, askin kula, and repentance fixes up everything. Askin la'ila, askin la'sata, fixes up above, fixes up below. Askin the Garmei, Askin the Kolam, he fixes himself, fixes the entire world. Jehovah Askin Kula, repentance fixes up everything. Askin the Ela fixes up above. Askin the Sata fixes up below. Askin the Garmei fixes himself up. Askin the Kolam fixes the whole world. So four terms. Fixing up above, corresponding to the Yud of Hashem's name. Fixing below, corresponding to the Hey, which is the root of below. Fixes himself, which is the Vav, fixes the whole world, which is the Hay. So has a complete resting of Hashem's name upon him, when he had caused to depart to his sin, and he brings it back through the rectification. Pasach Rabbi Yitzchak Abasri, opened Rabbi Yitzchak the discourse after him, Amaran said, Basar lecha, in your suffering, umtsa'ucha, kol advarim eila, and all these things shall find you, befall you, all these difficulties. And says he'll think about what's going on, and return to Hashem. Matzah lechon, you're suffering mikan. From here we learn the tshuva, ma'aliyah mikula, that the best tshuva of all, ad lo yishrei dinim alam, is before judgment rests in the world. The basa l'shari dina, tokef chayle, because after the judgment rests, a strong power, ma'an yavale ma'oma, who can get rid of it from the world? V'salak le, make it depart, take it away. Tokiven l'shari dina, because once judgment rests, lo estolak ad yishtolam basa yishtolam, it doesn't depart until it's completed. Basar yishtolam ovid tshuva. After it's completed, he does tshuva askin alman kulhu. All the worlds are fixed. Machshav siv is written umsa'ucha kol dvarim ve'ele. And all these things shall befall you. V'achris hayamim, the end of days. Siv is written after that. V'shavta an Hashem l'kecha. Hashem, return to Hashem. Yikel rachum Hashem l'kecha. Because Hashem is gracious. V'achris hayamim. What is this? What is it doing here? End of days. What does it have to do with anything? So it means the spiritual level, which is the end of days, which is Elokol Knesset Yisrael, to include Knesset Yisrael, the Malchus, which is the end of the sphere, so it's called end of days, allegorically. Yiba Galusa, that she is in exile, especially when a person turned away from Hashem, he caused his own personal connection, Malchus, to be exiled. Yishtechachas Ba'akud alone is found in their suffering, and each individual is estranged from Hashem. Nonetheless, it's found with him. Lo shavkas lanon, never abandons them. Shekhinah is always with a person, even when they go away from Hashem. At that point, if he realizes Hashem is there with him, even when he strayed, and even in his suffering, he has a point to which to connect back to Hashem, to do tshuva, and to rebuild and rebirth, to be new and fix up everything. Begin kol because of this kutcher brichu, the only must be afagav the ashri dinah ba'alma. Even though he lets judgment rest in the world, boy, the Hadron Israel, but Juvah Latovah, he wants that Israel should return in repentance to do good to them. Bahayalma in this world, Vahamadasin in the world to come. Leis lachman the kohen kamishu, but there's nothing that stands before repentance. Tachazi come and see, even Israel, even Malchus, is tshuva ikri, he's called tshuva. That's the nature of Malchus, the intrinsic inherent essence. Mitema, if you say, ilah, we call eser lo shriach el ador ikri tshuva. Isn't tshuva like from a high above, which is bina? No, tshuva is from every place. Ador ikri tshuva, it is called tshuva, karahara rachmi l'kiblom, mercy is, turns to her. Mitavas, Kolin Nuchlosin, she returns to all of those hosts, Vianka alone, and nourishes them. So Malchus, Tshuva's Toshiv Hei, restore the Hei. Hei is Malchus, and Hei is also Bina. So Tshuva also refers to Malchus, and Malchus is brought out of the Klipos, and then Malchus is able to nourish all the worlds from the place of Kedusha, from its station, position of power, and that's the Tshuva Mal, yeah, and that's proper Tshuva. Chadis Masa Nafsha Lagaba, when he gives his soul to it, not the law, Zim the Dihi B'Tshuva, takes it. At the time when she's in the state of tshuva, Yidin Kula Istakin, and everything is fixed, Leila, Lesata, above and below, Istakin Huva Cholam, and he and the whole world is fixed up again. Hashem's name Yudke Vavke, full name rests upon him, to his tshuva, starting from Toshiv Hei, restoring the Malchus, taking it out of the Klipos, restoring what he stole from the side of Kedusha through doing bad, and he brings the Malchus above through his tshuva below into a state of repentance to return the world above, and he gives his soul over into the Malchus, his soul over to accept upon himself the yoke of Hashem's kingdom, and to do everything to make Hashem's king, to proclaim Hashem as the sovereign and ruler over everything. So this fixes up everything. One wicked person in the world, he causes many other to be destroyed for his sake. Woe to the wicked, woe to his neighbor. Come and see Yonah. The prophet Jonah begin to low boil the mahach b'shlichus of Emor, because he didn't want to walk, didn't want to go in the. He sent to do the job of his master. Come on, b'nei noshav v'lasavido b'ginei. The yama, many people would have been lost in the sea because of him. Adikulo hadru aloi till they all ganged up on him. Danulei b'dina the yama, and they judged him, judgment in the sea. B'dina shtezivu kul, and then they're all saved. But they had to go through that, as the story goes that. The sea was becoming turbulent, and the ship was looked like it was going to turn over, and they were all going to drown. And they cast lots to see, like, what is this happening for? They understood that it was coming from Hashem, and it wasn't just for no reason. And Lot fell on Yonah, and they asked him what's going on here, and he told them he was running away from being sent by Hashem. And as soon as they started, he said, throw me into the sea, and you'll see that it'll be quiet, it'll subside. They started to throw him into the sea, and the sea subsided. Then they took him out because they didn't want to throw him into the sea, and then started again to rage. And they saw they had no choice, so they threw him overboard, and they were all saved. And then Hashem saved Yonah miraculously and sent a fish to swallow him into tshuva, and he ended up going on doing what Hashem wanted him to do. And holy blessed be, he had pity upon him afterwards, the Shaziv, and saved many hosts in the world, because Yonah went to the city of Nineveh, which is going to be destroyed, and he told them that they get their act together, and they listened to him, and they were all saved because of him. And Masai went, Kada Hodder, Lemore, Migo Akse, when he returns to his master from amidst his suffering. Hodoksiv, that's it's written, Karasi Mitzara, Hashem, Li, Al Hashem, Ayani. I called for my suffering to Hashem, and he answered me. See, it's written, Mina Mitzah, Karasi, Ka, from difficulty, I called Hashem. He answered me, and Hashem made wide for me. The person calls Hashem from his problem, from his difficulty. Hashem will save him, and he'll be widened, and be able to restore everything, fix everything up.